Bush under pressure over New Orleans. President Bush is facing severe flak for his inability to deal with the most basic and critical issues in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. His popularity ratings were at an all-time low before the storm hit. His virtually non-existent leadership in responding to one of America's greatest ever catastrophes has caused a further dip. He spluttered and faltered in front of TV cameras yesterday. He nonchalantly said he was satisfied with the national response to the turmoil in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. He is under a ferocious attack from political commentators and leaders on the ground in the affected areas as to why it took him 5 days to visit the area. He did not even visit New Orleans, perhaps to avoid the tumult of anger and rage the city's refugees feel. In New Orleans, a state of anarchy reigns as armed gangs control the streets. Soldiers have shoot-to-kill orders to prevent looting, even for starving and desperate people scavenging for food amid the squalor. Many are accusing the authorities of caring more about merchandise than saving lives. Tens of thousands of people are still stranded without food, water, and medical supplies. Old people are quietly dying in the Superdome, in which they were advised to sit out the hurricane. The world's only superpower is seemingly powerless to cope with the mounting crisis. Even though authorities predicted the full magnitude and scale of destruction, the response has been slower than that for the average third world disaster.